Just one halakha in the laws of Yayin Nesech. Maran discusses these laws in Yoreh De'ah Siman Kuf Chav Gimel. From the Torah law, wine that was used in order to serve Avodah Zarah, which was a custom in the olden days. They used to pour wine in front of the Avodah Zarah. So that wine was called Yayin Nesech. So the Torah, not the rabbis, the Torah forbids Yayin Nesech. It's asur min haTorah, not only to drink it, but it's asur to have any benefit from it. It means you cannot sell it, you cannot pay a debt with it, you cannot feed it to your animals. It's asur b'hana'ah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah learns that from Pesukim. The Pasuk says, Asher chelev zevachemo yochelu yishtu yen nesicham. It compares the korbanot that they bring for Avodah Zarah, zevachemo, to yen nesicham. Ma zevachemo asur b'hana'ah, af yen nesicham asur b'hana'ah. So the Gemara says, Umina lan, and how do you know that zevachemo is asur b'hana'ah? So it says in this week's parasha, "Vayitzmedu etzel baal peor." They went to baal peor, and it says, "Vayochlu zivchem metim," that they ate the korbanot of the avodah zarah. It calls the korbanot of avodah zarah zivchem metim. Ma metim asurim b'hana'ah, av zivchei avodah zarah asur b'hana'ah. So the Gemara learns from a few sources that yen nesicham is asur b'hana'ah. That you don't need the rabbis for, but the Gemara Shabbat says that the rabbis got together and they enacted 17 decrees in one day. They made a decree against pat akum, bishul akum, halav akum. And one decree they made was against what we call stam yinam. That means any wine of the goyim. Even wine that was not poured for avodah zarah, they gave a status and they said, stam yinam, that has a status of yayin nesech. And therefore, according to the halakha, any wine of the goyim, not only is it forbidden for us to drink it, but it's forbidden for us even to have any hana'a from it. That's the straight halakha from the Gemara. Comes a rabbi called Rashi and Rashbam, and they say a big hiddush. They say it's true. In the times of the Gemara, when it was customary to pour wine for Avodah Zarah, then the rabbis made a decree against stam yinam. But today, that they don't do that anymore. People don't pour the wine to the avodah zarah. It's not prevalent. So that she holds that therefore today, stam yinam is not asur b'hana'ah. Of course, you cannot drink it. Nobody says you could drink it. But it's downgraded that it's permissible to benefit from. Meaning you could sell it. You could pay a debt with it. You could feed it to the animals. That's the shitav Rashi. Comes the rabbi called the Taz, right there in the first Taz in Kuf Chav Gimel, and he comes along and says, I can't understand it. We have a general rule that once the rabbis make a decree, you need another Bet Din that's greater in stature and in minyan to come along and undo it. It might be that the reason doesn't apply anymore, but once the rabbis gave a ruling that said Stam Yenam is like Nesech, it's finished, whether they do it or not. So therefore, he argues on the Rama, or on the Rashi, and those Ishonim. We have other Ishonim on the other side. So we have a Mahloket over here now. Is Stam Yenam in today's day? That means you have a regular wine of the Goyim. Is it permissible to benefit or not? Maran, in the first Halakha, clearly says, even Bezman Hazeh, it's forbidden to have any Hana'ah. The Rama, however, writes that today the rabbis that are lenient. So it comes out, it's a mahloket between Maran and the Rama. A very simple example. A lot of times before the holiday of the Goyim, people give each other gifts. So a Goy comes to you and gives you a bottle of non-kosher wine. Now you know you can't drink it, but you want to re-gift it. You want to give it to somebody else. According to Maran, it's forbidden because you're having hana'ah. You're benefiting from it. Or you come along and you say, you know what, I don't want to drink it. Of course, I can't drink it. But you go on the computer and you want to resell it. I'll sell it to somebody else online. I'll get $250 for the bottle. Asur. You're having hana'ah. You cannot even give it to anybody for no reason even. Because if you give it to somebody for no reason, they owe you something because you gave them a gift for free. According to Maran, you have to take the bottle of wine and you have to pour it down the sink in order to get rid of it. The question is, according to the Ashkenazim, they'd be able to re-gift it because they hold like Rashi and Rashbam, and therefore they hold that it could re-gift it. Even though Rama himself writes, V'tov la'achmir, even the Ashkenazim, the Rama says it's permissible, but tov la'achmir. So they asked the question to a big rabbi called Maharam Sheikh. The Maharam Sheikh, the question they asked was, he was a rabbi in Hungary, he was a student of the Hatam Sofer. They told him, Rabbi, if you're an Ashkenazi, am I allowed to pour the wine, Bezman Azir, down the sink? Is it considered Bal Tashchit? Maybe you're wasting the, you cannot waste waste money, because the Ramah says it's permissible. So maybe you're not allowed to pour it down the sink. So Madam Sheikh answered that no, that since Ramah writes, V'tov la'achmir, so since you have a right to be mahmir, there is no problem of Bal Tashchit by throwing it. But that's only for the Ashkenazi. If it's Faradim, there's no way out of this dilemma. So therefore, halakha l'maaseh, if somebody, for example, wanted to open up a wine store, and he's selling kosher wines, and he also wants to sell not kosher wines, he's not allowed. He's not allowed to sell unkosher wines because he's transacting and benefiting. That would be permissible. That would be forbidden even according to the Ashkenazim. Because the Ramah then writes, aval listaker v'limkor stam yinam asur, which means he was only talking about if you have one or two bottles, you want to give it as a gift or something like that, or pay a debt. But to go into a business where you're transacting and selling not kosher wines, even the Ramah says that one should be careful. So therefore, again, this comes out a lot of times when people get gifts and things like that. One has to be careful. If it's stam yinam is uflim, it's not only by drinking, but it's asur as well, to have a na'ah. Gentlemen, you're all welcome to a deluxe breakfast. That'll be downstairs in the lower level. Generally speaking, the breakfast will be in the lobby, like we had.